Hi, this is Noelle, just a typical ADHDer. I hope things are going okay. I'm just going to go on with my Star Trek obsession and talk about some of the Star Trek Voyager podcasts I'm listening to. As a precursor, this will probably be a bit repetitive, this beginning part at least, if you listen to my review of What We Left Behind, a documentary about the Star Trek series Deep Space Nine. Voyager came after Deep Space Nine, so that was, I think, the fourth series of Star Trek, not counting the animated series, which I've not seen. And it was not very popular. It's considered one of the worst Star Treks, but I always had a fondness for it. And I now realize it's because it was one of my introductions to Star Trek. I was familiar with The Next Generation because my parents would watch that. That was in the 80s and 90s. And I'd seen a few episodes here and there. I was familiar with the characters. And then Deep Space Nine came on when I was young. But a few seasons into Deep Space Nine, Voyager came on. I watched that one almost every week. It turns out there were a lot that I missed. I must have been a kid at that time. That was the one I watched most consistently because it was airing. I also must have watched some of it out of order because I didn't realize until way later how many inconsistencies there were. And I also noticed that the development of characters was very much within each episode overall, and then they would go back to square one. The network was really opposed to having continuous storylines and development like Deep Space Nine was doing especially. Next Gen still did some of that, and I'm not entirely sure about the original series, but I'm sure that there was some development there. So with Voyager, a lot of people criticize it for its extreme inconsistencies and logical problems, as well as its recycling of plots that were already used by Next Generation or the original series especially. But since I hadn't seen those all the way through, to me a lot of the stories were fresh. Also, I'm not a huge sci-fi person in the sense that I'm not focused on the technical aspects of Star Trek. I'm not particularly interested in the techno babble. Now, if a science fiction story is so outrageous that even I can tell it's completely illogical, I usually don't enjoy it. With Voyager, because the viewing was so sporadic and probably I would just see parts of certain episodes, I wasn't as aware of the logical inconsistencies. Also, for example, their portrayal of the Maquis as really aggressive and anti-authority, as well as certain stories about the Maquis, don't make as much sense when you've seen Deep Space Nine, or at least they conflict with Deep Space Nine, so it's up to you to interpret the Maquis however you want. Anyway, people who watched the Star Trek series from beginning to end, starting with the original series and going all the way to Voyager, had a lot of complaints about what it could have been because they remember clearly starting the show and being excited about the potential of the characters. I didn't have those expectations because I don't even know when I saw the first episode and I just hopped around. And I also didn't see how some characters ended up being developed way more than other characters because, again, I would just watch individual episodes. I also filled in a lot of blanks. So if there were logical or motivational inconsistencies, I felt like the actors were pretty good at conveying those emotions without words. And I assumed that a lot went on that we didn't see on camera when the characters went back to their starship or whatever. It's funny because a lot of other people I know will fill in blanks for stories that I hate and consider completely logically inconsistent and terrible. So it just depends on how invested you are in the story and what types of characters and storytelling you're interested in. But a lot of complaints I've heard about Voyager are things that I felt were pretty clear, but because they weren't spelled out, it was an example of bad storytelling. I will say from what I've read about Voyager, I could do way more research. It sounds like it's a bottomless pit of dramatic stories. The writers didn't seem particularly interested in Star Trek. I've heard that they complained a lot about working on Star Trek because they felt like it was just a genre show, and that kind of shows in Voyager because there are so many weird stories that are just bottle episodes that can really be fun in and of themselves, in my opinion. But it definitely seems like the writers just wanted to tell their own story apart from the world of Star Trek. I also think that the cast is what makes this show so endearing to me. Because it's not that they're all great actors or extremely talented, but they are endearing. In fact, apparently some of them were told to tone down their acting, and some of the characters were basically punished when the producers didn't like the actors or didn't like their behavior. So there was a lot of rancor and bad blood, sometimes in the writer's room, later between actors, and certainly from the producer or producers to the actors. There were times when a character would ask about, you know, their motivation or why their character was behaving so strangely, and the writers would just say, oh, who cares? Don't worry about it. It doesn't matter. So it was up to the actors to try to figure out some sort of consistency. And sometimes they fought for their characters, and sometimes they won, sometimes they didn't. It sounds like especially later in the series, they were ignored more and more. Oh, I will give a shout out though to Jeri Ryan, who plays Seven of Nine. She comes in later in the series, and the effect she has on the other characters is actually unfortunate. I didn't notice this until I watched the series from beginning to end, because she's a really well-written and well-developed character, and Jeri Ryan, who plays her, is, I think, one of the best actors in Star Trek, possibly the best as a main cast member. Anyway, I was planning to talk about podcasts I'm listening to. The first one I'll mention is The Lore Runner, which is a YouTube channel I've subscribed to, and I tend to watch his videos because I like to see his expression rather than listen to his podcast, but I've also subscribed to those. He's very analytical and organized and clear. He's reviewed Star Trek Voyager basically episode to episode. He also reviews a lot of games, some movies. Now he's going through Deep Space Nine and The Next Generation. Something I really like about him is that even when I disagree with his interpretations, he explains it really clearly, so I totally know where he's coming from. And also I get the sense that he's willing to listen to other people rather than shut down or dismiss all other opinions. He makes it very clear that his takes are his opinions. He tries not to discuss politics, which is hard in Star Trek because they tend to have very strong political stances and messages. Deep Space Nine especially is about politics. The main reason, honestly, why I wish he talked about politics more was just because so many nerds and online fans are really reactionary and aggressive towards anyone who is remotely left-wing. Even if they don't consider themselves right-wing, they can maybe consider themselves objective. They're very anti-feminist and social justice warriors, as in, you know, if you point out sexism or racism or homophobia, they get really angry and, you know, spew out vitriol at people. On the other hand, maybe the fact that he does avoid specific discussions about politics means that those people are more likely to listen to him. And also, when it comes down to it, it's obviously his choice and his mental and physical health that are at risk. The channel is wonderful regardless, and I really recommend it. Another podcast I'm listening to right now is The People vs. Star Trek Voyager. They're going through the series, and at first I was kind of turned off because each episode begins with a trial, and I thought that would be the whole episode, and I thought, oh my gosh, I can't listen to this mock trial skit for 45 minutes, but it turns out it's just at the beginning and end of each episode, and the rest of it is just a podcast talking about each episode of Voyager. Now I do have more of a fondness for the trial because the setup is really cute. It's that the prosecutor is a person who has seen Voyager and he hated it, so he always comes up with his reasons as to why the episode sucks, and the defense attorney considers himself a Voyager apologist. He's seen it and likes it. And the judge is a guy who has not seen any Voyager, but I think he's seen all the other Star Treks. So he's just going along for the ride. They also have a great rendition of the Voyager theme song at the end. they touch on political aspects, even though they describe themselves as three white men talking over each other. I think they're all from Georgia. They also have some refreshing takes. They're interested in character development. They like Tuvok, who is currently my favorite character as I got older. He's the stoic Vulcan, which most podcasters and reviewers seem to find incredibly boring. Not Lore Runner or a few others, but a lot that I've listened to really hate his character. They also enjoy the captain's ridiculous gothic 19th century hollow novel where Catherine Janeway basically pretends to be Jane Eyre in their version of video games in the future. The third podcast I have been listening to about Voyager is Trekabout. I miss them already, even though I haven't listened to every episode. They didn't finish reviewing Voyager. They gave up on it because they disliked it so much. They're really interested in storytelling and characterization, the mythos of the show. They can also be overtly political. They're two gay men, I think both white. This is another case where one guy has seen Star Trek, the other hadn't. A lot of their perspectives are also based on the fact that Trekabout is about watching Star Trek from beginning, the original series, through the end. So I can see why when they got to Voyager, they felt like it was just redundant and not that interesting. And they don't have that attraction to the characters that I do and that Lore Runner brings up. He felt like the one reason why he really enjoyed Voyager was because of the cast chemistry. And these guys feel so much more attached to, like, the Next Generation crew or the fascinating cast of Deep Space Nine. But I still enjoy their takes and look forward to listening to their other Star Trek views and maybe some of their reviews of other series and movies. Another podcast that is currently going through Voyager is Voyager Please, or really it's Verger Please. A Hateful Journey Through the Delta Quadrant. So, yeah, two major nerds are watching Voyager, one of them for the first time, the other one not for the first time, and it's definitely a negative take. However, it is very hilarious, and they have some cool ideas and analyses, and certainly a lot of funny anecdotes. I tend to agree with the guy who hasn't seen it before. He likes it more than the other, probably because he had really low expectations for it. We definitely have different priorities. Like, I'm less interested in spelling out character motivations, and they're more interested in having in-depth information about technological and scientific aspects of the series and having more coherence in terms of storytelling, which I understand. Sometimes they're offensive, definitely. They don't take themselves that seriously. The Delta Quadrant is a podcast that I've listened to a few episodes of. I'm still not sure what I think because some of it's charming and endearing and then some of it gets really awkward. I think a few of the commenters, even though sometimes I agree with all of them or disagree with all of them, and I like the fact that they go in depth with each episode, some of them are very conservative in the way that they're narrow-minded and judgmental. They see one right or wrong way. I've checked out some of the podcasts on Trek FM. I was not a fan of what I heard. To the Journey is their Voyager podcast, which was, for me, absolutely terrible. I listened to a number of episodes. I added a lot of episodes to my playlist and my library, and I had to delete all of them because their interest in Star Trek is totally different than mine. More so even than the other ones I've mentioned. They had a few good points. The people changed a few times. Some of the commenters were pretty good, but they will miss things that I find interesting or brush over them and then focus for 20 minutes on things that I find incredibly boring or completely incorrect, which surprised me because this is a really popular and highly rated podcast, but then they don't seem to understand or remember like fundamental parts of Star Trek. However, they might know all the names of the different kinds of starships out there, which I do not. they do commentaries, which I was excited about, so I could watch an episode along with their conversation. But in their attempts to be relatable to people who aren't watching the show, they don't really talk about the episode. At least the ones I've seen, they just talk about things unrelated to the episode. So for me, I thought, why are they doing commentary on at all when they're just going off and talking about their personal lives or they're talking about uniform changes? And then they'll miss what's going on, turn to the episode and say, oh, this episode is boring. And well, you didn't even watch it. And you just said you hadn't seen it in a long time. Why are you even commenting on it at all? I also listened to a few episodes of The Orb, Trek FM's Deep Space Nine podcast. It wasn't nearly as difficult for me to listen to as To the Journey. As far as I know, this was also two white men. To the Journey and a few of these other ones are a little bit more diverse in terms of women and possibly more racially diverse. I don't know. I was really excited when I found this because this was the first Star Trek podcast I found, and I was going through my Deep Space Nine mania, a reemergence of the mania. But I found that at best they talk about things that I've already thought about, as opposed to Lore Runner and some of the other ones I really like will almost always bring up something fresh and original that I hadn't thought about because, of course, they have different perspectives. Whereas in this, they'll generally look at what's on the surface. It's not terrible. It can be a little narrow. One of them lives in Japan. I'm not sure where the other one lives. I think he's in the United States somewhere, but they still seem to miss a lot of the specific international implications and metaphors of Deep Space Nine. They might touch on the really obvious ones and then move on right away, or just say, oh yeah, that's interesting, it's about that, and then not delve into why it's interesting. And the show looks at colonialism, imperialism, racism, anti-Semitism, and Zionism. So there is a lot there to dive into. Oh, I do remember listening to one podcast. I can't remember who it was, but that was the worst Star Trek podcast I listened to. I had to stop because they were interpreting everything in Deep Space Nine from an alt-right perspective. I guess they're these atheist types, you know, I don't know what they are, MRAs or whatever. And so they were interpreting the the colonialist species, these Cardassians who invade this slightly less technologically advanced planet, as Muslim immigrants going to Europe now. There is pretty much no, like, any way you look at it, there's no comparison, but they really worked hard to twist it into their view. So that was just amazing. So I ended up being kind of disappointed with this podcast, The Orb. I was finally pretty turned off when one of the guys referred to Deep Space Nine as having actual diversity as opposed to the, quote, forced diversity of Voyager, which I had never thought of as forced diversity, because if you're introduced to the normalization of people with different skin colors, I guess, existing in your media or in real life, it's not forced. Like, if you grow up with Sesame Street, it's normal. Also, as a white person, of course I was less aware of racism because I didn't have to be as aware of racism. I had that white privilege and that I saw white children and white people represented all over the place. But for a privileged white child, if they go to school with people of all different races and if they see media with people of all different races, it's literally nothing more than skin color. It's not, oh, I don't see color at all. It's just, it's completely normal, as opposed to if it's totally alien or you're specifically taught racial stereotypes or that the white man is the norm and anything else is political, which you see all the time now. Whenever they have a slightly diverse cast, that's considered political, as opposed to if it's an all white male cast, that's just considered normal for some reason. So anyway, the fact that they have a black male alien, a white female human captain, a Native American, a Hispanic actress playing another alien. So even now, you know, in Voyager, some of the people of color were playing aliens. which is a big problem in science fiction in general, I would say. They love to cover up people of color with all sorts of makeup. And there is a human, Asian, that's not that diverse. So I was just frustrated. I just felt like, why would you think that's forced diversity unless you thought all the actors did a terrible job? I don't know. It could have been more diverse. Whether or not the writers are good at writing for characters of color is another issue. Apparently that's an issue with Discovery, which I haven't been watching, that eventually they started introducing more and more white male characters to write for and to put at the forefront. And Voyager, I guess, had that, where in the second half, a few of the only characters who get consistent character development and who have by far the best storylines are a white man and a white woman. The other characters get reset every single time. Those two were the only ones who had character development over the series, basically, at least intentional character development, I would say. So anyway, basically, I would just say I would like to hear more reviews of Star Trek by non-white men. Obviously, some of the people I listen to are gay or races that I don't know, or sexual orientations, genders, etc., that I'm not totally aware of. But a lot of them do identify as straight white men. So I'd love to have a bit more diversity of people and views about Star Trek. There are some podcasts that analyze Star Trek from a feminist perspective or various other perspectives, but a lot of those don't go episode by episode. Anyway, that's it for now. There are a few other Voyager podcasts that I haven't listened to or listened to a few episodes of, but the sound quality was pretty bad, so I couldn't get a good gauge on what I thought of it. But thanks for listening. I hope you're doing okay. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.